Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hello, Eleanor Morton here from All Rather Mysterious, here to tell you about the Weirdos Pantomime. Every year, alternative comedy collective Weirdos puts on a homemade pantomime to raise money for Great Ormond Street. We've got songs, award-winning comedians, and more cardboard props than you can shake a stick at. This year, join us as we try and save the local pub from closing in time for Christmas. With a cast including Adam Larter, Giles Norris, and Edinburgh Award nominee Lucy Pearman, and me. I play a spoon who is also a sailor, just to give you an idea of how silly it's going to get. So, join the Weirdos on the 9th and 10th of December at the Bloomsbury Theatre in London in aid of Great Ormond Street.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Welcome to All Rather Mysterious We've Made Up Now, the podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
Is it?
We're back.
You sounded unsure.
Well, I was going to say Rain Man, but we're not allowed to do it anymore.
Well, we didn't hold off. I felt like you got Rain Man, which makes sense, and the other, we didn't get good names out of it.
I called you E equals MC Morton.
I did like that.
Why not?
It's very cumbersome. It's a cumbersome name.
My initials are MM, so I could have been MMM.
MMM. Fine. Well, let's just forget it.
I also
my middle name's Marshall, so I could have been Eminem.
I'm Eleanor Morton.
I'm Eminem.
You could have been Marshall Matters.
Marshall Matters EP.
Turns out he was right about Moby.
Oh, well. Wow. Yeah, he was, wasn't he? Because he says in Without Me, says Moby's a...
You're too old. Nobody listens to techno.
That's right, nobody
does. And some ruder stuff than that, actually.
Yeah. Moby actually wants you to know that he dated Natalie Portman.
He does when she was 18.
Yep.
And she refutes it.
Yep.
Good for
if
her.
If one of you refutes
we're really
it,
dating this
I don't
episode.
Think it happened. No, it's true. I don't think people will be talking about this when
I can't. I can't believe he doubled down on that and thought that would make it better, not
he
worse.
He tripled down on it. He did. He's done two pictures about it.
Yep. And they both look like she's very unhappy.
Yeah. And he looks very 34 old
oh,
years old.
Oh, dear.
Anyway, David, sorry, anyway. You've got a mystery for us this week that
it
doesn't revolve around Moby.
Thank God.
Well, or does it?
Oh.
We'll find out. I don't think it does.
Okay.
But you may think the solution to the mystery is Moby at some point. I'm going to talk about the Holinwell incident.
That sounds more like an embarrassing situation than a mystery.
When I weed myself in Holinwell's,
oh,
the,
yes.
The Northern Department Store...
David, please don't bring up the Holinwell incident.
I was in the middle of kids' clothes. The worst place to be.
That sounds even worse.
Yeah. The middle, the very middle. No, this is the Holinwell incident. So let me set the scene. It's July. The time is 1986.
It will never die.
A recent one, a very unusual recent one
yes,
for you.
Yes, the 80s. Yes, I tend to go for the past.
You do.
But
this is the past.
I was alive during the Holinwell incident.
I was 9.
Well, there we go. You could have been involved. So, picture the scene. The Holinwell Showground in Kirkby in Ashfield, Nottinghamshire. We all know it well. Now, it's Sunday, the 13th of July. In 1986, and it's the day of the Hollinwell Show.
Lovely. I can picture it now.
Yeah, the Hollinwell Show. Big field, basically. Big field.
The rolling dunes.
That's right.
The sheriff, is he there?
The sheriff is there.
Of Nottingham.
He's starting a posse to go after those...
cow rustlers.
There's cow rustlers that have been dogging Hollinwell.
And Robin Hood's
They've been dogging in Hollinwell.
Bloody
You're obsessed with dogging.
Cow rustlers.
I'm obsessed with dogging. I find it funny.
I just wish they'd stick to rustling.
Yeah. That's what you do in a bush.
That's true. We're off topic.
Right, so there's a fair.
The Hollinwell Show.
The Hollinwell Show.
Now, as part of this annual event, the Forest League of Juvenile Jazz Bands. Now, juvenile
That's
jazz
made
bands.
Up.
No, no. Now, this is kids doing music. It's not jazz bands riffing songs about willies and stuff. It's not.
It's not the immature jazz
band. No, it's not an immature jazz band. And it's jazz band in terms of, it's the archaic meaning of jazz, meaning the funkier side of music rather than actual what we know as jazz. So it's brass bands, basically. But kids' brass bands.
So it's not like...
I don't believe it's that.
Is it more like Spike Jonze where they blow whistles and hit a horns and things?
I think it's literally a little kid's brass band.
Oh, that's cute. Aww. Did anyone here play an embarrassing instrument as a child?
I'm grade 2 recorder, like everyone. And then straight to drums from there.
Straight to drums.
Just the blue-veined piccolo.
Oh, my God. What grade are you?
Oh, master.
Oh, God.
Concert level.
Oh, yes. I like to do it in a concert. No, I didn't. I had a go at violin.
I've got grade 7 piano and obviously grade 2 recorder like everyone. Just found out my boyfriend is grade 8 trumpet and he managed to keep that quiet and now I've put it on a podcast.
Hey!
Does he like to blow his own horn?
No, he was embarrassed by it. That's why he hadn't mentioned
it. That's a shame. That and Doctor Who, he should wake up.
Oh, God. Oh. I'm so sorry.
Embrace it, I say.
I'd be proud of reaching grade 8 anything.
Yeah, I was like, oh, I haven't got that.
What grade is he at Doctor Who?
Grade 8.
It's a black belt.
Grade 8, black belt. Third Dan. So, we're at the Hollinwell Show, everyone.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the Forest League of Juvenile Jazz Bands have decided to hold a junior brass and marching band competition. Around 500 children from 11 marching bands are attending, many of them brought in by coach from up to 40 miles away. So it's a big old children's brass band. So they all start arriving in their marching uniforms and with their trumpets and cornets and tubas and stuff. And the show is scheduled to start at 9 a.m. And everyone's very excited. So it does start at 9 a.m. as planned and people are marching up and down and everyone's having a good time. At 10:30 a.m., the children start to collapse one by one until the field resembles the aftermath of a battle littered with hundreds of collapsed kids. One witness, Terry Bingham, remembers they fell down like ninepins. We didn't know what was happening.
Oh.
Over 300 people collapsed, mostly children, but some adults and a baby. And they were rushed to 4 nearby hospitals. Now, many complained of suffering from stinging sore eyes and throats and nausea before they lost consciousness. Others were vomiting. One said, I'll do a child's voice because I think it was a child.
Oh, here we go.
My legs and arms felt as if they had no bones in them and I had a bad headache.
But you'll be pleased to hear. So it's not going to be another Dando. Only 9 children were kept overnight in hospital.
Okay, good.
And none suffered any permanent effects.
That's good.
That's good news, everybody.
But the cause of these 300 collapses, what do you call it? Collapsations? Collapsizes, remains a mystery to this day. Go!
Oh, that's
no, there's
okay.
More. We do have more. There were theories at the time, of course, of what could have caused this. I mean, stinging eyes, stinging throat, vomiting, then collapsing like dominoes. Paramedic on the scene on the day announced over the tannoy as a precaution that nobody should eat the ice cream.
Oh my gosh, it might
be contaminated ice cream because it was the children. They were wondering what are the children doing that the adults are doing less
of.
What
do children love?
Was Jimmy Savile there?
Wikipedia does not say.
I've had him in an episode. It feels like too many times.
We should stop.
86. Did I say?
He was at the height of his powers in 1986.
Yeah. But contaminated ice cream was not his MO.
No.
Other stuff.
Can I just say, I think 10:30 in the morning is too early for ice cream.
You're right.
I think you are right.
It is.
I would say no if my children are.
But if the show was starting at 9 and they came from 40 miles away, they'd probably been up for quite some time.
Probably want some ice cream by that point.
Probably more likely like a poisoned squash.
Mm.
Well, water contamination was considered.
Yeah.
But investigators found no evidence of contaminated ice cream or water contamination on the scene. As nut jobs always do in the aftermath of anything, radio waves were suggested as a possible
The cause. Stinging sensation.
The vomiting.
Yeah.
The 300 kids falling down and then being fine. But then everyone went, I don't really know how that works. And everyone else went, yeah, no, neither do I. So it was sort of dismissed.
This is Radio 4. You're listening to... Don't eat the ice cream.
Yeah.
That did sound like Radio 4 then. What? I mean, with the sound effects and the acting.
Do you want me to... And now on Radio 4, it's another programme about shrubs.
That's my shrubs song.
That's me, one of the
You
children.
Really contributed to that.
Thanks.
Another theory, banned pesticides.
Oh,
or rather, they're banned now.
Hang on, is this a band that was playing that day?
The pesticides.
As in banned, as in...
Banned, right. B-A-N-N-E-D.
Right.
So there were trace amounts of Tridamorph. A moderately hazardous pesticide, now banned by the World Health Organization, and they were found by investigators, and it would cause irritation to the skin and eyes.
Okay.
And it could have been sprayed on a nearby field and the wind could have taken it, but there was not enough of it for it to cause collapse, unconsciousness.
Yeah.
So it was dismissed as not the cause either. From finding no actual... credible solution, the official investigation concluded that it was mass hysteria, similar to that at a Beatles concert.
Oh.
So a domino effect of anxiety caused by the belief you're being affected by the same thing as those around you. Medically called mass sociogenic illness, and it's most common among mass religious gatherings. So the question there is a big brass band event... That as exciting as the Beatles for small children in the Nottinghamshire area.
Has it a cult-like status within...
religious significance.
This is in 1986, so it was slim pickings in terms of children's entertainment in those days.
When's Brassed Offset?
That's during the miners' strike, isn't it?
Yes.
So that's the early 80s.
Early 80s. So brass band's pretty big.
Yeah. They are nice. They're not exciting, though, are they?
But are they enough to cause hysteria? And the... locals were not happy with that conclusion.
No.
Because people say, well, why were people's eyes stinging? Why was their skin stinging? People reported hearing this strange buzzing noise throughout the day, which could have been children with kazoos. And also, why would a baby collapse if it was mass hysteria? And why would an adult collapse if it was mass hysteria, you see?
Babies aren't... they don't know what's happening.
No, they don't.
Now, I've got a...
plus, they fall asleep all the time.
That's right.
How does a baby collapse if it's probably lying down already?
It was in its cot, so I don't know what happened.
Well, you've fallen through the bottom of the cot.
So I read this article that said the victim showed classic signs of hyperventilation, nausea, stomach cramps, headaches and fainting. Hysteria is also most prominent among young women gathered in large numbers in one place. The vast majority of Hollinwell victims were female.
Typical.
Typical.
Actually, I completely buy that.
See, I would say that's wrong.
Because you're a friend of women.
I'm a friend of women.
Friend of women.
Right.
Supporter.
Friend of women.
Well, I mean...
I'm a foul.
Yeah. Historically, women have sort of... people think that Salem was also a mass hysteria thing, and that was also a lot of teenage girls. And
we talked about in a previous episode about...
which one?
About the Versailles time skip.
Oh, yes.
Hysteria. Women. The folie à deux version of hysteria.
What would this be, though? What's the French for 100?
Folie à many.
What is it, 100?
Mille. Is it?
Folie à mille.
Is mille not 1,000?
Like
fully a tenth of a mil.
Cent. Is that 100?
I don't know.
100 lat. Typically, the idea is that because women have had not a lot of agency, they tend to just go a bit crazy instead to get attention because they're like, well, if I can't have a choice or say anything, I'm just going to... And it's not necessarily intentional, but then they all sort of go a bit mental because they don't have enough choice
opportunity to actually escape the social confines.
Yes, exactly.
Plus, they've traditionally been put in horrendous corsets that limit airflow.
Yep.
Just like band uniforms, you could argue. Yes. As well.
Which again is, I think, wrong.
Yes, but then I would say, you know, are people in brass bands under a similar social strain?
I guess if it was a hot day in July, the kids are overexcited, and they're not only in restrictive brass band uniforms, they're having to blow into an adult-sized tuba when they're a small child.
It's July.
They could definitely hyperventilate, and then... If suddenly a paramedic, after one person collapses, goes, "No one eat the ice cream! For God's sake, no one eat the ice cream!"
That wouldn't help.
It wouldn't help the psychological effects of mass hysteria. But it doesn't explain the burning eyes and everything.
I think that the music teacher teaching these children was a Satanist.
Right.
Oh, okay.
And I believe he wrote out the tab, the music, for the kids to follow.
And
in it, he included the devil's musical note, which caused...
The brown note.
The brown note.
Well, not the brown note. They
is
would
that
have,
not the same as the devil's
would have
note?
Pooped themselves. No, not that. It's a different note that causes...
The brown note upside down, which causes you to poop out your mouth.
Which looks like a devil's horseshoe.
It does. He could have just transcribed a song where the note just kept going lower, and so they were leaning over to see where it went, and they all just, fell over.
I think this is the devil's work.
Right.
And frankly, that's where this episode
ended. On a hoofsicle.
On a hoofsicle. The devil on a hoofsicle.
Also, it sounds like an Alan Moore novel. What were the band called again? The jazz band?
It was an organisation called the Forest League of Juvenile Jazz Bands.
This sounds like an Alan Moore comic.
The Forest League, I assume, is like Nottingham Forest.
Could be Pan. Pan is the forest, isn't he?
And who is Pan? But the devil.
The devil.
On a hoofsicle.
He is the devil betwixt another man.
He's the leafy devil, isn't he?
He is. He could have had a special horn, you know, the one that's shaped like a Y.
Yes.
Oh, panpipes.
Panpipes, thank you.
There's different...
There's more on a panpipe.
I always assume that.
But you're right. He's seen with the two-handed recorder.
He's playing that.
I can play the recorder with two hands, by the way.
Can you?
I did that at someone's 21st birthday. Wow. There's very few notes you can play.
Oh, you mean you can play two separate recorders with...
Simultaneously.
Yes. Normal recorder with two hands anyway.
Sure, they do.
So I didn't...
That would be a weird boast. I can play the recorder with two hands, guys.
I was thinking that's not incredibly impressive.
No, it's not.
I
can play two recorders at the same time.
That's okay. More impressive.
But I think this is Pan.
Right.
With his band.
Pan's band.
What are Pan's band? Pan's people.
Well, they didn't do music.
No.
These are Pan's band.
Sure.
Who are called the Forest League of...
The Forest League of Juvenile Jazz Bands.
It sounds like a Masons.
It does, thing, doesn't it?
Shh.
I'm sorry.
They're talking about the Masons.
I can't talk about the Masons.
You'll wash up somewhere.
I think I'm already going to die, aren't I?
Well, you've already mentioned Dando.
Oh, dear. Sorry, everyone. Don't shoot me in the head.
You know, up until the Dando episode, this was potentially podcast... award-winning.
It was.
Now we've courted controversy.
Is it me? Is it my fault?
Yeah.
We've become a toxic brand. Association.
Yeah.
Anyone associated with our show, just their life is forfeit.
We've been cancelled.
Yeah.
Has anyone here, because I don't know if you remember when you were at school and you were bored and someone decided to act out, everyone got very excited because that was a distraction.
Yes.
Yeah.
So is it possible that that happened?
I think something's got to have caused the first few. I don't believe mass hysteria has caused the first to start.
Mm.
Like you don't who fell first.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
Something's got to have happened.
The boring answer is probably that it was a very hot day.
Yes.
Everyone's dehydrated.
They were serving ice cream, which implies it was quite hot.
Yeah. They're using all their air into blowing into brass instruments.
Yes.
And they probably just passed out.
Right. And then everyone joined in with mass hysteria.
The parents who...
Because they were just dropping, you know, one after the other, like a domino effect.
Yeah. And the parents probably passed out because of the shock.
I think it was a couple of particularly poor-willed parents who just wanted to join in.
Mm.
You know,
you
the kind of people
that.
Who would join in a hypnosis show.
Did you say, was it all children or was it adults as well?
Some adults.
A few adults and a baby.
When you go to a soft play with your children, you sometimes see parents who want to be like their children.
Yes, you do.
Even though the children don't want them to come in the soft play anymore,
they
still
follow
them
in.
And every single preschool soft play area I've been involved in, one of the dads has built a dangerously high tower out of all of the blocks so that it could fall on a baby, just because they want to be the ones playing.
My dad my dad bought us a lot of Duplo, including the electric trains that could go on little tracks. And that was great. And then in retrospect, it was all for him.
Yeah.
Of course. My wife does that with train, the little the little wooden, what are they called? The little wooden
tracks.
I know
the ones you mean, yeah.
My kids like them, but my wife primarily buys them for herself.
No. I think if he wasn't interested, we wouldn't have had those.
I'm like that with heroin, though.
Yeah.
Love it.
It's just great.
Good to get the kids involved and then they can pretend
it's
theirs.
It really is. It's such a nice bonding experience.
It's better than to do together.
Yeah. Just imagine the strongest sneeze in the world, I say to them. Times that by a million.
Families.
And they're like, what's maths?
Families who shoot together stay together.
Exactly. That's what they say. So what are we thinking?
Extraterrestrials.
Yeah.
We haven't talked about extraterrestrials.
Were there any crop circles in the location?
Not that the investigation found.
Were they looking for them?
But they were not.
Ooh. I've got a different theory, so any more on extraterrestrials?
Well, extraterrestrial weapon of some kind, see, which maybe takes us back to the radio waves, or a technology as yet unknown.
I was thinking maybe some sort of British version of MK Ultra.
What's MK Ultra?
MK Ultra was a sort of... and this was real, actually. This is one of those few conspiracies that turned out to be real. Was, as far as I remember, it was a sort of government thing in America where they would do tests on people to... Oh, I can't really remember, but it was weird, and it was sort of like they did like psychic tests on people, but they also gave them drugs to see what would happen.
Heavy Pencil, a new comedy from Great Big Owl, the people who brought you Brian and Roger.
Are you a client?
Yes, I'm a client. I'm the actor Michael Cork.
The Observer called it a lovely thing, wonderfully funny, pitched perfectly, produced with a light touch.
No, I've been taken on as Fliss's assistant.
You're the assistant's assistant.
Yes, if you like.
Heavy Pencil by Anna Crilly and Tony Gardner.
Great Big Owl.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Oh, is this the CIA?
Yes.
With LSD and then everyone has flashbacks?
Yes,
from
it was that.
Like Jacob's Ladder.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
Jacob's Ladder.
The film. Yeah.
Okay.
Not the thing.
I'm not very... I can't remember the details, but the point is, was there some sort of British government thing where they let loose some magical chemical on these children to see what would happen?
What about a sonic experiment?
Yes.
Oh.
Like with like a satellite dish 10 miles away.
The Russians, you mean?
Yeah. Yep.
So if you were going to prototype and then test run your sonic satellite weapon, would you pick a field full of brass band children in Nottinghamshire
maybe
as your first target?
What about if they were practicing on animals and they didn't know that they were going to be there that day?
Right, so they were hoping to paralyse some sheep or something.
Like some chimps.
What about...
chimps in a field.
I've seen it.
What about an evil villain in a volcano lair somewhere who hates brass bands?
Oh,
right.
Now you're talking.
Yeah, and he's trying to get away to get rid of them as quickly as possible.
Well, you've
got
to stop them young. That's what they say. You've got to stop a brass band player young.
You've got to catch them all.
That's right.
Brassy man.
I mean, I'm amazed none of the kids were actually hurt. Collapsing whilst holding large brass instruments.
Yeah.
You would have thought at least a tuba player would have a concussion or something.
I still don't put it past some of the kids just to have joined in for fun.
Right.
Because I know that when someone accidentally sets off their EpiPen in maths or the teacher hasn't turned up 20 minutes in, everyone gets really fucking excited.
Yes, it's true.
You know?
I'd like to catch up with the kids, not in a weird way, now.
Sure.
And ask them.
Catch up, run after them, you mean. run after the kids.
What their memories are. Because you remember those kids on Jim Will Fix It who went on the roller coaster while eating their lunch?
Yeah.
Yes.
I mean, that's not a mystery. But they caught up with them 20 years later.
Right.
I'd like to catch up with them now and say, what do you remember about that day?
Right.
Because they will be sort of in their 30s.
In their late 30s, early 40s, yeah.
Well, Steve Punt actually investigated
Punt PI.
This. Punt PI investigated
Punt PI.
This.
Did he? Yeah,
when is the next series? Is it going to happen?
I don't know. I mean, I don't make those decisions.
Did he bring a conclusion to this?
No. But
Cunt more like.
He didn't. Wow. But it was a good programme. I basically just repeated everything
he
said.
Punt PI.
My hunch on all this, guys, is it's a combination of three factors.
Mm.
There was pesticide blowing in from a nearby field causing the eye and skin irritation.
Mm.
But that was not a problem. It was just an irritant for small children.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
We then have the heat and the lack of puff from blowing into brass instruments whilst dressed in heavy band uniforms and
felt.
Marching up and down in a hot field where one or two could have actually fainted or been in difficulty, and then mass hysteria caused the rest.
Final theory from me.
Yes.
To really upset. So the Russians have watched a lot of British films, brassed off.
They've been forced to.
They've learned a lot about British culture, so they thought, and they've looked at it and they've gone, you know what, British people love brass bands. You know what we should do to decimate their morale?
Yeah.
We should get rid of brass bands. So the Russians have poisoned these instruments. They've put poison around the rims of all the.
Oh, I like this.
The children have been affected, and the brass bands and the children have been poisoned, and the Russians think that is how to break our Cold War enemy.
Wow.
Break our spirits.
Mm, our spirits by ruining our brass bands.
I would take that and take it one somewhere slightly closer to home.
Okay.
That it was the Tories
wanting
to break the spirits of the next generation of miners
yes.
to make sure the mining strikes never happen again.
Yes.
Well, it's the Midlands.
And they probably also poisoned the milk, the ice cream as well.
It's all the South, guys.
This is all the South to you,
This is all the South.
To wildlings like you, this is all the South.
I'm going back over the wall. I'm not coming out.
It's also Thatcher stole the milk.
She
so
did.
The ice cream was probably also poisoned.
You know who invented Mr. Whippy?
What? Heseltine?
No, Thatcher.
Did she?
Yeah, you know this.
Oh, yes.
Thatcher worked on Mr. Whippy before she was Prime Minister.
She invented Mr. Whippy.
She was a scientist.
This is the second time you've told me this fact.
I know, because everything looks back
now, this
to
is
Thatcher's
bullshit.
Mr. Whippy. No.
Margaret Thatcher was an ice cream scientist.
Before she was a politician.
Who's got internet? Someone Google it now. It was, she came up with soft serve, basically.
No. And then took milk off kids.
Yes.
Okay,
and that
Google.
Is what they were.
Did Margaret Thatcher invent Mr. Whippy?
According to Wikipedia, during the late 1940s, future UK Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher worked briefly as a chemist for food manufacturer J. Lyons & Co., at a time when the company had partnered with the United States distributor Mr. Softie and was developing a soft serve recipe that was compatible with the American machines.
Yes!
Wow!
Thank
and
you,
what
Google.
Were those children being served, if not soft serve
Here
ice cream?
Here we go. The circle has closed.
Yes!
It's Thatcher. Thatcher did this.
Mm-hmm.
Thatcher has taken the milk, she's made it into soft serve, she's poisoned it, and she's fed it back to them.
She couldn't get over her previous career as an ice cream scientist and had to combine it with her hatred of people from outside of London.
Yep. And children.
I'd argue.
Miners, the poor,
from
everyone.
1986 onwards, you didn't see brass bands at all.
Yeah, yeah.
Because everyone got into skateboarding.
Everyone got the
That's
message.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's better to carry a skateboard than a tuba.
That's what they used to say.
Certainly,
they used to
easier.
Put that on T-shirts.
They did.
Hey, kids. You want to be cool? You
want to be skill?
You could skateboard with a tuba.
Beastie Boys, obviously.
Tricky.
Famously.
You've got to be either Bart or Lisa. You can't be both.
Beastie Boys used to encourage children to steal tubers.
They did. Yeah, off the back of cars.
That's right.
That seems irresponsible.
They encouraged children to steal VW signs off cars.
That's right.
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did that go?
It was all right. Me and my brother went out around the neighbourhood and with a screwdriver. And
whoa. Oh,
and then made a little necklace and put it on.
Oh, that's, cool.
The thing is, VW were not a luxury brand back then. So you're basically stealing off people who were struggling a bit.
I'm not proud.
You're worse than that.
I mean, when you're
not worse than pulling the
Jaguar off a Jag or the Merc sign off a Merc.
Yeah, but the Beastie Boys didn't wear a Merc or a Jag. They wore VWs.
That's true.
It's their fault, not me. I'm just the messenger.
Yeah.
If anything.
And then they ruined Star Trek.
The important thing is you look cool. That's the important thing.
I was cool.
Yeah. Well,
my friends thought I was cool.
Oh, good. As long as you had friends, mate, then it was all worthwhile.
I really wanted dog tags at one point.
I had dog tags. Yeah.
Well, I was
Who told us to get dog tags? Why did we want dog tags?
I think it was the Vietnam coming back in.
Yeah. Maybe it was
during the late 80s,
and
early
then 90s. The Vietnam inspired films like Predator and Commando and
then
stuff.
In the mid-2000s, the early mid-2000s, was a real like camo print sort of army fatigue kind of fashion.
All Saints.
Yeah. Oh, exactly. Mm. And they had dog tags and they were cool.
I remember going to Wembley Market and buying a German Army shirt and a US Air Force jacket. And I remember walking out of there thinking, I am the coolest motherfucker on the planet.
Yeah.
Which badge did he have on the Air Force jacket? Was it the...
It was a star.
It wasn't the Eagle, 101st Airborne.
I don't remember. I just remember it had a big star with the two points underneath it, the two sort of chevrons underneath it.
Yeah.
It was very cool. It was blue.
Does that mean you're a lieutenant? That's what they call them.
Perhaps. I don't know. This was when I was about...
They call them Americans lieutenant. Say you're lieutenant.
I remember going back in, because I was at art college at the time. I remember going back in on the Monday and just being like, yeah.
I'm in the military.
The least creative field.
I'm going to get killed.
I'm definitely going for my Thatcher theory.
I like the Thatcher theory.
I like that a lot. Thank you. Yes, Thatcher did it.
It's closed the circle, as I said.
Yeah.
It's got and, everything the 80s want.
She didn't like children. She didn't like the poor.
She didn't like minors.
And she's her ice cream experience.
And she, yep.
Was she fired from the ice cream factory? Is that why she did all these
things? I think she left it to pursue...
A career...
Evil.
In flakes.
Yeah.
But it didn't work out. She wanted to go all the way to the top by getting into flakes.
She was like, I'm either going to be an ice cream expert or prime minister. There's nothing else.
Ice cream scientist, though.
Well, I mean, that's the thing, though. Ice cream, you know, there's a lot of... Also, apparently, I don't remember this, but there used to be a type... I don't remember. But you...
Yeah, you're young.
There was like a chocolate sauce you drizzled on the ice cream and then it would harden.
Oh, I love that
Like
stuff.
A shell.
Yeah.
Mm.
So I'm just saying there was a lot of technology in frozen dessert.
Right.
So, yeah.
Have they stopped doing that then?
I think so. I don't think
very hard to make yourself.
Tasted very nice.
Tried melting chocolate, putting on ice cream. Didn't work out.
But I do remember Viennetta. And,
that's still going.
You remember it. We can go get one now.
Do you remember that Viennetta used to have different flavours?
Yeah. It was a mint one, wasn't there?
There was.
And no,
there was
coffee
as well.
But I think people used to do it because it felt a bit posh and now everyone's like, that's not posh.
To the working class... It was a banquet.
Well, because I'm confused.
It was like dining at the Ritz.
Like having an after eight after a meal.
I always thought my grandpa was quite posh, but then I remember we had one at his house, and now I'm like, maybe he was just pretending to be posh.
Posh would be. I remember my mum getting us a cheesecake, and I remember thinking we won the lottery.
Wow.
Yeah, that's posh.
Yeah.
I'm quite hungry now.
Yeah. Right. Well, brilliant. Well, thank you very much for listening, if you have done. And I'm sure that you agree with all of us. And you've stuck with us through our rap period. And we'll move on from here. If you want to find me on Twitter, I am Mr. Ken Shabby. The podcast is at All Rather Pod, at Mr. David Reed.
Yes.
And at Eleanor Morton. Thank you very much. And I mean that sincerely. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
GreatBigOwl.com. Hello, I'm Jack Beaumont. I do Crime Club. In Series 1, I spoke to people like this.
Did you not kick a policeman in the head?
Yeah, that was... When was that? I was 17. Wait, was I 17 or 19? I think I might have been 19, actually.
In Series 2, I talked to people like this.
There was a paedophile with one leg. I kicked him clean out his wheelchair. About four of us... I mean, we battered him.
And this.
Cheating on your boyfriend to give him gonorrhea? Do you want to go there, or would you rather not?
Yeah, no, I could talk about it.
I have jingles like this. Crime Club, That's Crime Club, where strange people tell stories involving bad behaviour. New episodes out every Monday. Great Big Owl.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, Stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.